news read by Belinda show the main points. Humanitarian aid continues to trickle into the far north region to relieve sufferings of flood victims there. Gividik is in the spotlight today. France has a newly appointed government with a center-right leaning. The new cabinet comes after several months of political deadlock. And in sport, Cameroon's men's cricket team have come through victorious in their second match against Mali at the T20 World Cup Sub-Regional Africa Qualifier in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Thousands of flood victims settling in Gividik, a locality in Magas subdivision of Mayo Danai Division, have in their turn received relief supplies from the presidential couple. The Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, representing the head of state in the distribution operation, made sure that the stocks of humanitarian aid reached the affected families in Gividik. Ngu Henry reports from the far north.
Welcome to Gividik, the resettlement site for the flood victims in the Magas subdivision of the Mayo Danai. The mayor of the locality, Ibrahim Buka, says the incident has claimed 5 lives and injured 18 persons. Thousands of the victims from some 200 families are now at the resettlement site since the floods occurred some 2 months ago in the far north region. It is not the first time the people of Maga are witnessing such an incident. 12 years ago, President Paul Biya was here to show solidarity to the population. Today, his special envoy, the Minister of Territorial Administration, supervised the distribution of the relief items. The financial support worth 1.9 billion CFA francs to rehabilitate damaged infrastructure at the affected localities in the far north region and deliver the message of compassion and condolences from the presidential couple to the bereaved families and the flood victims. The Minister of Territorial Administration will later in Maga visit the broken dike on the Maga Lake. He is getting on-the-spot facts and figures from the local authorities to prepare a comprehensive report that will be forwarded to the President of the Republic for appropriate decisions to be taken. Christian Besigi Besigi, Ngu Henry, on special assignment in Gividik, Maga.
Victims of the devastating floods in the Mayo Danai division at the Urudaban camp and other parts of the division have described the presidential gift to them as an act of charity, love and care. Our far north regional correspondent Sylvester Atemkeng captured their reactions in the following report.
Flood victims from the 10 subdivisions of Mayo Danai Division, after receiving the donation of the head of state through his emissary, Minister Paul Atanganji, described the gesture as a soothing balm from a caring father. Lamanda Clementine and Dika Lorenzo, beneficiaries.
We thank the head of state for this gift. We were really stranded. This will help us a lot. May God continue to bless him with the good work.
We thank President Paul Biya and Madame Chantal Biya for these gifts and all what they are doing for us. The inextricable humanitarian bond between President Paul Biya and the people of Mayo Danai was equally echoed by local authorities on behalf of the population. Antoine Ngana is one of the deputy mayor of Yagua.
The gifts made is a proof indeed of the fatherly love that President Biya particularly has for our division and the far north region in general. We thank President Paul Biya and wife Chantal Biya.
This untimed donation adds to the other goodwill gestures of the head of state to the people of Mayo Danai, who continue to express gratitude for the attention to their plight. Yagua, Sylvester Atemkeng, CRTV.
In a related development, Amos Enonyaked Agbo says so far, the Mayo Danai division has been one of the hardest hit areas since the region began experiencing torrential rainfall this year.
The Mayo Danai division in Cameroon's far north region has been severely affected by recent floods, particularly in the city of Yagua. Triggered by relentless heavy rains, the floods have claimed lives, submerged entire neighborhoods, and caused widespread destruction. Homes have been destroyed, with many displaced to temporary camps like that of Urudabang. Abaka is an internally displaced victim.
When we arrived here, we slept on bare floor. We had tents only 2 weeks after. We have been settled here.
The floods have also disrupted infrastructure, including the destruction of a critical bridge connecting Maga and Yagua, complicating transportation and isolating communities. Ngana Antoine is the fourth deputy mayor in Yagua.
The only thing the council can do is to increase the number of canoes, but they will still remain insignificant with high risk.
In addition to the loss of homes, schools have also been hit hard, with 185 primary and 13 secondary schools flooded. Livestock losses are substantial, with over 1,100 animals dead. Yagua, Amos Anonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
In other news, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education has called on youths in the East Region to cultivate a culture of peace wherever they find themselves. Mununa Futsu was speaking Saturday in Manju, Lom and Jerem Division of the East Region while chairing over activities to celebrate this year's International Day of Peace. We have details with Celestine Sombele.
Upon arrival in Manju, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Fotso, handed support in the form of equipment to 41 young people who benefited from the three-year special youth plan in the East Region. I received a refrigerator and a cooker. The refrigerator will help me conserve my products. We are just from receiving equipment for the transformation of cassava in our village. Averagely, we will be needing 10 youth for direct employment. His mission in Manju was also to foster and strengthen peace and social cohesion between the Central African Republic refugees and the host community as he presided over the 43rd edition of the International Day of Peace, Minister Mununa Fotso.
Manju, which, as you know, is a cosmopolitan city with population coming from all our regions and even the neighboring countries, the Central African Republic, so that those refugees and the Cameroonian population should live in peace. We train the community mediators to make them peace ambassadors, and we also decided that to couple this ceremony with the handing over the support to the young beneficiaries of the three-year special youth plan.
The double ceremony, which brought together members of the United Nations agency representatives and the East Governor Gregoire Vongo, was observed under the theme Cultivating Culture of Peace. Celestine Sumbele, CRTV, Manju.
Today is International Coastal Cleanup Day. In Limbe, people have been cleaning up beaches with particular focus on keeping away plastics from the ocean. Details with Kangeleon Cesar.
Placed on the theme, See the Change, officials of these non-governmental organizations say the objective is not just to support marine life, but also to sensitize the public. Linus Ayango Egbe is the CEO of ASCOA.
We are here with other partners to support the marine life and to also support the beaches here in Limbe, clean the debris out of the coastline and also see how we can create awareness so that community members can be aware of the danger when it comes to debris litter in the coastline.
Environmental experts also believe poor management of plastic waste particularly poses a serious health risk. The job done is expected to serve as a booster for locals in various communities and authorities as well to engage fully in the proper management of waste on a national scale. Kange, Leon Cesar, CRTV, Limbe.
The 34th edition of the International Day for the Elderly will be celebrated on October 1, 2024. As a prelude to the event, an organization known as the Living Alternatives for the Aging, Laughter, will be organizing a series of activities at their headquarters in Yaoundé. The founder, Elizabeth Makwang Mafo, expatiates in the following interview.
Laughter is a movement designed to challenge stereotypes and redefine the narrative around old age. This initiative will honor and recognize valuable contributions of seniors through services and activities offered them to improve on their daily living and general quality of life. The Laughter Recreational Center pay particular emphasis on body massage, machine, kinetherapy, music, dance, relaxation, games, and so many other interesting activities that will enable them to interact, to network, socialize, and organize activities of special interest.
You're listening to CRTV Network News. The president of the CPDM Lekki North 1 section in SA has expressed satisfaction with the over 2,700 voters enrolled in the area 3 weeks after the closure of electoral registers in Cameroon. Mr. Medam Vondo was speaking in SA last evening during an enlarged meeting of the section organized to take stock of registered voters in preparation for upcoming elections in the country. Karine Kubong reports.
In a typical political rally fashion, hundreds of militants clad in their various youth, women and men's party wears turned out to celebrate what they described as a milestone in the history of voter registration in the entire Lekki division. The president of the CBDM Lekki North 1 section in SA, Madame Vondo, explains.
You are very satisfied with the results recorded by our teams on the field. And you thank and congratulate all our teams for this result. You are committed to addressing the few difficulties encountered on that process, namely the establishment of national identity card and birth certificate.
Noting that the registration target was surpassed, party officials said 1,047 men got enrolled on electoral registers in the locality, 723 women and 979 youth, bringing the total number of registered voters in SA to 2,749. They explained that the figure was attained after withdrawing deceased persons, mentally sick people, and those with criminal records from the lists. The militants also used the occasion to drum support for their national president, Paul Biya, calling on him to stand as their candidate for the 2025 presidential election in Cameroon.
In more political news, there has been a major cabinet reshuffle in France with President Emmanuel Macron appointing a centre-right government proposed by Prime Minister Michel Barnier. The new cabinet comes after months of political deadlock. Left-wing political parties have promised to rally against the policies of the government in parliament. Political desk editor Albert Njembonde has been following the developments and now reports.
It is a new cabinet in France that puts an end to a record two-month-long transition that politically paralyzed France after President Emmanuel Macron dissolved the government of former Prime Minister Gabriel Attal. In all, 17 ministers remain in the cabinet, including Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu, with seven of them from Mr. Macron's centrist alliance. The right-wing Conservative Party, from where the new Prime Minister Michel Barnier is drafted, makes major gains, getting the post of Interior Minister with Bruno Retailleau, a hardliner on immigration, appointed. Left-wing political parties denied to join what was expected to be a national solidarity cabinet, claiming that their right to propose the new premier as winners of the July legislative election had been stolen and given to the conservative right, who obtained only 6% of the votes. Not even the appointment of a former socialist, Didier Migaud, as justice minister has dented the opposition, as left-wing party supporters swarmed the streets of France this weekend in protest. Mr. Barnier has, however, appointed junior ministers to keep the contentious issues such as immigration and the budget under his direct control. But this is considered to be a highly shaky cabinet with a slim majority in parliament that will make it difficult to pass laws.
The United Nations Summit of the Future is underway in New York, with heads of state and government examining the burning issues relating to the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals. The summit will result to enhancing a multilateral system and produce a document aimed at solving challenges facing people across the world and future generations. In the United States, at least four people have been killed and 18 injured in a mass shooting in Birmingham, Alabama. Police said multiple shooters fired multiple shots on a group of people late on Saturday in an area of the city known as Five Points South, and the Five Points South district is known for its nightlife. Detectives are working to identify the intended target on target of the attack. There have been over 400 mass shootings across the U.S. so far this year. And in sport, the senior men's national cricket team of Cameroon have beaten Mali today in their second match at the ongoing Men's T20 World Cup Sub-Regional Africa Qualifier in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. They defeated Mali by 59-57 runs. Chacko Idris was voted man of the match. Their next match is against the host country, Tanzania, on Tuesday. In more sports news, Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue is a winner of the 30th edition of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour. His time of 15 hours, 44 minutes and 51 seconds secured him the yellow jersey of the cycling event ahead of his teammates Chofo Fabrice and Clovis Kamzong Abosolo. In the meantime, Danote Jimelo of Mali won today's seventh lap of the race, covering the 57.1 kilometers in 1 hour 22 minutes and 5 seconds. Harrison Ashu Tiku reports.
4 out of the 7 laps of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour were won by 3 cyclists of the SNH Velo Club of Cameroon. Chofo Fabrice won the first lap, while his captain Clovis Kamzong Abosolo secured the second lap and kept the yellow jersey to the fourth lap of the race, where another teammate, Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue, overtook them. Rodrigue went on to win the yellow jersey of the competition after winning 2 laps of the race. Despite Malians, Diamond Tene and Kongola occupying the first 2 positions of this Saturday's Katiola Bouaké 7 lap of the race, and Rawende of Burkina Faso finishing on the 3rd spot in the 57.1 kilometer stretch, 3 Cameroonian cyclists stood out on the top 3 positions on the general classification table: Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue, Chofo Fabrice and Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, in that order.
We conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. Humanitarian aid continues to trickle into the far north region to relieve sufferings of flood victims there. Givi Dick was in the spotlight of this newscast. Plus, France has a newly appointed government with a centre-right leaning. The new cabinet comes after several months of political deadlock. And in sport, Cameroon's men's cricket team have come through victorious in their second match against Mali at the T20 World Cup Sub-Regional Africa Qualifier in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.